Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new, you were hating on the low. I've been new, they were hating on the low. I've been new, he was hating on the low. I've been new, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new, you were hating on the low. I've been new, they were hating on the low. I've been new, he was hating on the low. I've been new, she was hating on the low.
Yo, what's happening, world? Welcome back. We are here with a new episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? Peace and love to all the listeners out there. So as always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. This is a Sunday fun day. So yeah, man, that's what's up. We back at it.
Yeah, we took off a Super Bowl Sunday, which is the official holiday, one of the official holidays of the show. We, you know, generally we don't take off for any other holidays, really.
That's the official holiday. Yeah, that's the only
one.
Yeah,
like that's we might need to.
The
we might
and
need
I like
to
it like that.
Some more holiday.
It did feel good, but I like that. That's the only one, kind of in a way. You know what I'm saying? But I feel you. I mean, you know, if we take our vacations, you know, that's another time we take off and stuff like that. sometime. But
right.
But yeah, the Super Bowl is
that is truly the official holiday of the station.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's so good. I can't even lie. It's so good. Definitely
man,
good.
So you got to tell me and get into that. I know you're gonna get into it in the World Famous Chop Up, but did your team win?
Nah, well, look, my team. Shout out to the Great Lakes. My team is the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, once my Browns got eliminated, I'm just a fan of the sport, you know. So I'm a sportsman. So I just want to see good competition, and it was. Peace and shout out to Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, Chris Jones. They did the damn thing, man. They're official dynasty, you know. Three Super Bowls that they have, you know, back-to-back. So hats off. It was a great game. Yeah, man, just it was, you know, Patrick Mahomes is that guy now. You know? Tom Brady passed the torch, and now it's Patrick Mahomes' time. So, yeah, that's what's up with that. But I'll talk more about it in the World Famous Chop Up, of course.
For sure. How was your week outside of that?
Yeah, so my week was chill. You know, once again, the mantra for 2024 is plan, strategize, execute, consistency. This week was just relaxation, you know, being that, you know, like I said, we had the Super Bowl off, got a chance to just relax and just like reset, get things in motion once again. And, you know, shout out to Interior Decorating, strong week. Shout out to all my clients and customers. Big shout out to Vintage Nubian. Shout out to my wife, you know, happy Valentine's Day to her, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was a nice little celebration. We just chilled, you know. And then, you know, big shout-out to Highline Residential. You know, that's my brokerage in NY City. So, you know, any apartments, if anybody just listening, they looking to move to New York, I'll let you die. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so everything's cool, man. You know, this week I'm also calling it just New York in it. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm from the Great Lakes, but I'm a New Yorker now, you know, straight up. So, yeah, so my week was just chill, man. Relaxation and, of course, the mantra 2024, strategize, execute, consistency. So how was your week?
That's amazing. Like, two things on what you just said. It's this chick that I watched on YouTube. Her name is Cuzzo AB. And about a year or so ago, close to it, she got into a relationship with a stripper named Rena Maria. And I like watching Cuzzo AB. Cuzzo AB young, but you've seen her evolve. She had anxiety. She didn't know what to do. She was a loner, and now, you know, she's created this amazing life for herself. She used to stay in – she was in Dallas, Texas. They moved to Houston, Texas, and then from there they went to Cleveland, Ohio. And I was like, oh, that's where my boy is from. That's where my boy is from. And she was just talking about
Great Lakes,
on
baby,
a video
Cleveland Heights. Yeah, East
how
Cleveland, Heights.
Cleveland is so small, but it's so big. It's so laid back, but it's so crunk. You know what I'm saying? She was just like, I love Cleveland.
That's it.
And I think that
you would like it. You would like
that.
I could see you going
in
Cleveland,
because,
right?
Huh?
I said you would like it. I could see you chilling in Cleveland. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, this is cool. I could see that.
You know, my partner, my oldest son, father's from Ohio, but he was in Cincy and Middletown. So I don't think that I've ever went and chilled like that in Cleveland. But she was saying, like, how she loved it. And I think it's just the love that she's getting because her girlfriend's family is there. So she get to feel like she is in a family-type environment.
Yeah.
And I love that for her. But she was just talking, you know, in reference to that. So I was like, ah, yeah. And then I was talking to a good friend, and they were like, they moved from Atlanta back to New York. So I was like, you know, why did you move from Atlanta back to New York? That's weird. They normally do the opposite. And they were like, man, New York is thriving. Everything cheap because ain't nobody here. And when people see the news media about them dropping all of these immigrants in New York, it's because so many people during the recession, right, because they're working hard to not use the R word, during this recession, so many people move from New York because it's not affordable. Just as so many people move from California because it's no longer affordable, right? And so this is why one of the reasons why New York is a target, because they have more rundown buildings and they have more places that they can put people because it's so cheap there. So when he says if you want to move to New York, don't look at the immigrant situation. New York is so big you probably wouldn't even see that shit, right? New York, they just said how New York is just thriving, you know, so that's some good
it's
stuff, man. I like to visit New York, but not to stay, you know.
Yeah. That's how my mom did. My mom's like, hell. My mom don't even want to visit them because she used to come up back in the day. Back in the 80s when my uncle was up here, but she like, yeah, she good. You know what I'm saying? It's not for everybody, but, you know, I'm a New Yorker. I can't lie. Like, I
New Yorker.
This will always be my foundation, you know, as I branch out. But I like NY, specifically Brooklyn, so, yeah.
New York. So, you know, we've been doing this for a very long time. So, you know, I share news here before I share it with the world. And I probably won't be sharing this with the world for like another couple of weeks, but I'm gonna share it here. Breaking news. You know, one of the things that I've always said, and if you've been listening or tuning in back and forth to us, this year makes 7 years that we've been doing this. This is our release. This is where we come and talk about a lot of shit, you know. Together, you know, normally together, you know, Mo Ben kinda get a little anxiety when he be on here by himself. But
I'll be missing you.
One thing I've always said, so forever and ever and ever, and Mo, you know, you can vouch this, you're going to laugh. I always say, oh, yeah, you know, when I get married, I'll get married seriously, but I will never go get a marriage license, right? And
okay.
I don't think people know how big this is, but I actually went and got a marriage license.
Whoa.
And that is like,
your evolution is so wild. I mean, so dope. So wild, but so dope at the same time. Yo, I like it, man. You and shout out to Kick Crash. You know what I'm saying? The moment he came on the show that one time, I felt his energy through the phone, and I'm like, that's a good look for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just felt it. So if that's the situation,
four years is a long time.
Yeah, you have my blessing.
4 years is a long time.
Good. Yeah, you find somebody special.
Like, you know,
nourish that.
Take this spiritual marriage, you know what I'm saying, in a line, right?
Yeah.
And so lately, my Ori has been guiding me, like, you know, giving me these messages, you know what I'm saying? God blesses marriages. And then saying, like, you're blocking yourself. You're blocking yourself. I said, okay, how am I blocking myself, y'all? Tell me how I'm blocking myself. And it was, how can you, even though we don't subscribe to what it is that the oppressor does, right? We still have to follow the laws of the land. We don't have to subscribe to anything else that they're doing, but we've got to follow the laws of the land. And this is what they have been pushing me to go get these damn marriage licenses and certificates.
Leverage it to your advantage. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Just leverage it to your advantage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, make it work for you. That's how I feel about it. And like I said, I've been on my Bible-ish, and it's a lot of things in there that's making sense because, like I said, I can interpret it myself. You know what I'm saying? So now I don't have a middleman. Like I told you, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. So I'm able to see things on a different level. And now with the experience and the age, a lot of things are starting to make sense. And
Yeah,
I'm not going against the grain no more. I'm kind of flowing with just different energies, and I'm making it work to my advantage, leverage. And I'll probably talk a little bit more. I don't want to get long-winded, but I'll talk about my journey with reading the Bible and kind of just, interpreting it myself. Like, my journey, I'm going to document this, you know, through our especially when we do the spiritual topics, you know what I'm saying? But maybe I'll touch base on a little bit in the World Famous Chopper. But it's been some interesting things that I've been revealed to as I read. But go ahead. Yep, I don't want to.
So one of the main things I've always said: why do you need a license to marry? But again, due to the way of the land, we've always needed license, even back in our ancestors' day. Now, if you come and say, you know, the oppressor said, put it in there. We need to get vaccinations. I'm not doing it. I know it's not good for my body, right? But when it comes down to the certain laws that's already, you know what I'm saying, inflicted on the land, it was like, God dang, huh? Hold on. It was like, golly, man, so y'all going to make me go get a marriage license? I said, yep. What was the next best thing we're talking about? So I went, and you know, I always bring this up because I feel like now when they put certain things in the media and let it get so much news, it's also a way of fear, false evidence appearing real, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know, when we start to plan like solid journeys and stuff like that, words are spells, right? And energy.
Yes, it is.
So when you go into this thing legally and you say, well, I'm finna get a prenup, you know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have any intent. You see some people that didn't have prenups and they get a divorce and they still happily ever after, right? They don't care because you deserve it because we was, you know, together when all of these things happened,
down.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so one of the things that I was,
I was
going through this process is like we sometimes jinx ourselves. You know,
yes.
We jinx our connection by trying to say, oh, well, let's get prepared. For when we divorce, you know, like
how
you worse,
and then you're already speaking it into existence.
Say that because one of the things I've talked openly about this here about how, you know, Mary J. Blige was, you know, was jaded, you know, and the things that they put on here where so many people, so many women that were successful were jaded. You know, due to, you know, marrying crappy men that had the gift to gab, men that, you know, talked them into marriage and they went right, you know. But I said, you know, being a devotee of Ifa, I'm going to stand on that. I ain't worried. Because
exactly.
Whatever you do to me going to come back. So I ain't worried, you know. So I was just I start seeing life differently. When it comes down to, yes, you can be as independent and as solid as you want to, but when you want God to truly bless your marriage, you still have to follow the laws of the land. You still need to do it the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And
everything ain't always bad, you know, because it just came from a different, you know what I'm saying? Some things is, you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason, and, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that. Everything happens for a reason. So.
Yeah, and something happened to me. You know, the white folks going to be right here to take everything from you. We got to be more selective. And the next thing that I said, I was going to be debt-free, right? Other than buying a house, I'm debt-free. No more credit cards, no more none of that. And people are like, how is this going to work? Because they haven't been taught properly. But before this even happened, I was always debt-free. I never rocked with this until I started seeing all these people like, oh, you need this to do this, you need that. I ain't never have to roll that way, and I was able to get in and everything that I wanted. I'm going back to that mentality. So I've been chilling because I've been working extremely hard, you know what I'm saying, on the back end here. But, you know, your girl, she doing it. She did it, you know. She did it. So the funniest thing is that when you just said, you know, Black, the way you evolving is crazy. That's the same thing my cousin told me. He just said, man, he said, your growth curve is out of this world. Your growth is out of this world. Like, the things that you doing and the things that you saying and how you moving, he was like, cuz, I would have never thought. And not saying that, he said, not saying that I'm holding it on you. He said, but just to see you and be right here, why this is happening is absolutely amazing. So it's not that I wasn't on this before, but I was on it before my time. So because I was on it before my time, I went and said, okay, F it, right? And I had to go out here and live my life. And now that I've lived, I said, okay, I said to myself last year, I said, I have the option to be in my soft girl era, and I have the option to be in my independent woman era, right?
Okay.
I have the option to be in my soft woman era and my independent woman era. And I said to myself, which one do you want? And I think we talked about it on the show. I said, which one do you want? And I said, well, God, I done been in both. I started out in my soft girl era. That's what I watched. We stayed home. We cooked. We cleaned. We had a little hustle, but our house was our primary focus, right? I went through a separation with my first son's father. 7 years hard. I had to pick up the pieces and start my life without him, right? That was difficult.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, well, I'm going to be this independent person, and I'm never going to do this, and I'm never going to do that. And guess what? I became that independent person from that moment, right? I was just this independent person, I-N-D-E, no, okay? So when I sat down, and I said, we're at a pivotal point in our life, which way do we want to go? I said, I'm going to take the South woman era.
When
we talk about praying and we have these spiritual conversations, we talk about clearly deciding what it is that you want so that it can come to you. And I chose last year, I want the soft girl era, soft woman era. I want to be able to still make money and contribute, but I want to be the keeper of my house. I want to get in tune.
Yeah.
I want to be in line with myself. I want to be able to make money and still, you know, do what I do. That's what I chose.
Exactly.
That's where I am. So I'm grateful. Just you know, put things where it need to be. But your girl did it. Got licensed. Never thought I would have done it.
Soft girl. Shout out to Summer Walker. So I'm always, I'm a music guy. So I'm always, you know what I'm saying? I like that. Yeah. But yeah, no.
Yeah,
you got your license, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, marriage license, like, that's what's up. Like, I remember when I got mine. You know, because me and my wife, we got married in Vegas. So that's a big step. You get that marriage license, you know, it's real. You know what I'm saying? That's it was like, oh, shit, this is real shit.
People got to really know me how big this is. Yeah, like, you got to know me.
It was big for me
at
the time because I wasn't with the shit at the time. I was not with the shit. But, you know,
balance and find out what works for you.
Yeah, my wife.
Hey, Mo, let me tell you. You have been an extreme influence of it, right? You've been an extreme influence of me and how I look at marriage, watching how you do your own fucking thing.
Watching how
y'all both take vacations away from each other. Y'all have y'all time apart. Y'all have your time together. Y'all make it work within, and that shit has been so much motivation for me, and I want to thank you, my brother, because 7 years, you rub it off on me.
That's what's up. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Each one teach one. And like I said, with our spiritual conversations and stuff like that, it goes both ways. So, you know, shout out to you, Black. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I love the union that we have with this show. Like, the growth that me and you have done with the show and everything, like, shout out to you, Black. You know what I'm saying? Like, this one, we met at the perfect time. I think we both, you know, needed each other in a way to be able to grow to where we are now. So, you know, shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
We were part of each other's journey. So
exactly.
Tonight, okay, yeah, so that's what I did. That was my week, getting all that stuff together and focusing and aligning and, you know, handling the ministry, putting order on everything that I have going on. So I said at the beginning of the year, I said at the end of last year that this year was going to be a huge year for me because of all of the things that was going on. So I'm excited moving forward. And let's get into the topic for tonight because we just we didn't shout out our top five countries, man. We didn't did all
oh,
that
yeah,
talking.
I got it.
We
got
did not
it.
Shout
so
out our top five countries.
Let's run it down. So, of course, you know, I take it from bottom to top. So speaking of up top Euro, peace and love to everybody out there. Finland, y'all really rock with us, man. Y'all been consistent for almost a year, man. Like, y'all been really just – shout out to Finland. Like, we, you know, Real Adult Talk is planting our flag down in Finland. So shout out to all the listeners that's just consistently listening on a weekly basis, man. I haven't met y'all personally, but just to know that our voices is being heard somewhere in Finland is dope. So shout out to that. Number four, you know, peace to I always say, not a country. Don't get it twisted. This is a whole continent, and this is the continent of Australia. Big shout out to all the provinces. Sydney, Australia, like my uncle, shout out to him. You know, he has been to Sydney, I think, a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? He said it's a beautiful city out there. Him and his wife travels a lot. Sydney's one of their favorite places to go. So big shout out to Australia. Number three, shout out, like I said, y'all number two when it comes to the shades, you know what I'm saying? Number one, of course, is the U.S. of A. as far as the shades of beautiful Black folk. But y'all definitely number two, man. So big shout out to Brazil. You know, peace and love to all the shades of people out there, especially my melanated folk, South America on the check-in. Number two, everything. Well, not everything, but mostly everything is made in this place. Big shout out to China, the Great Wall of China. Like Black always says, we ain't got no beef with y'all, you know what I'm saying, as far as Real Adult Talk, you know what I'm saying? So anybody out there that's in China listening to us, peace and love, and shout out to y'all. Y'all coming in number two, so that's big. And then, of course, number one, we got the home team, the United States of America. So, as always, shout out to the East Coast, to the West Coast, to the South, the Great Lakes. And, you know, of course, I come to you from the, you know what I'm saying, New Amsterdam, a.k.a. NY City. So that's our top five, man. So as always, tell a friend, log on to listen. If you're listening from a country that's not on the countdown, definitely tell a friend, so y'all can get on the countdown. But those are the top five countries that's listening in. So we definitely appreciate the support. You know what I'm saying? Spread the show.
They knocked Canada out of the box.
Yeah, Canada ain't big. Canada, Mexico,
you know, Canada,
you come through.
Canada,
yeah.
Canada, and
yeah.
There'd be some high rates in these countries, right?
Yeah.
Canada has been our top two for years, and
yeah.
China just
yeah.
came through and knocked them out of the box. They're not even
yeah.
in our top five.
This
not
this
Mexico,
real black culture right here. Exactly.
South Africa,
this
where
real,
you at? You know,
South Africa. Yeah, we. Yeah, you know, I always say, what's up with Africa, because you know when we get an African country on the check-in, man, that's just love, man. That's talk about the home team for black folk. That's the real home team. So Africa, where you at? You know, South Africa was coming through on the check-in. Zulu Nation, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it back up. But you know, that's no knock, that's no shade to any of our countries is there, but we just like a, you know what I'm saying? A mix-up, yeah, but, hey.
Yeah,
like,
they showing out. This is amazing
yeah.
mix-up right here.
Exactly.
And we're
exactly.
thankful for everybody to tune in. And if you're not in the top five, then tell a friend and another friend to tune in with you. Get in the top five countries tuning in, man, so we can do what we do. So tonight's topic is the cancel culture canceled?
Mm.
Man, I talked about this the top of last year. And, Mo, I remember you saying, I don't know, Black, I don't know. And I said, people getting tired of people trying to counsel everybody when they say something wrong or, you know, they look
yeah.
a certain way and they getting counseled.
I know, I was tired.
Man, the top candidate in the United States and other places that they trying to counsel is Yeezy. It's Yee, right?
Yeezy, Trump is
a billionaire, right? We know that he's a billionaire. But he was saying how he was about to file bankruptcy on the shoe business, so he didn't take a L, right? But,
yeah.
you know, there's a lot of artists coming out saying, well, I don't want to have nothing to do with him. What this is showing y'all, who is down with the Jews? Who got the Jews in control? You know, you got a lot of people that feel like blacks are Jews. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he said,
yeah.
black people are Jews, so how can I be racist, right? You know, you don't know his DNA. You don't know his background. So the people that's coming up saying, no, I don't want to have anything to do with that. These people are directly connected with the Jews, and these people are who the Jews got wrapped around their finger. Yeezy, somebody went with the company that Yeezy wanted to stream his music. The company said no, but then somebody came back behind him and put Yeezy Music on Apple Music and everybody else as a contender, and Yeezy was number one. The company
yeah,
didn't care about it. They just said, well, no, not shout out to them, because they didn't care about it, so they removed his music. So they posted
no,
a statement
shout
saying,
out to the album, Vultures.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, Vulture. So
yeah.
they removed the album saying, we said that we didn't want to release it, and we're going to put it out. Even though he's number one, they've done interviews and said, well, Kanye, he's talking about peace and love. What do you think about Pakistan? Kanye looked at him and said, I don't know enough about Pakistan, but I got 14 or 16 black kids dying a day in my hometown, so let's talk about Chicago. They don't want to hear about that. These white folks will set you up. When you stop playing their game, they're going to do everything to try to demise you, right? During the Super Bowl, Kanye ran an ad for the Yeezys. I think he said everything on the site was $20. The man made $19 million during the Super Bowl. One day, $19 million. He was going to file bankruptcy on the company and made $19 million. You see how things turn around. Now, after Kanye is in the news for doing so big, because everybody still loves Kanye, the Jews doing what they do. So now they want to move his music off of the thing. They're fighting hard because they some mad motherfuckers, right? So the lesson is that, yes, Jews have a lot of money, but money is the root of evil. That, and then they say, if money is the root of evil, then why they want it in church? money is the root of evil based upon how you're using it. And some people will sell their souls for money. As all of the people that's trying to speak out against Kanye, Kanye has shown y'all he not crazy. It's the media, right? Donald Trump has showed y'all he not crazy. It's the media. I feel like the media, people are looking at the media so much different now that you have so many people on YouTube and X and so on and so forth that's now promoting and putting news media, and these people got millions of views, black people, white people, you know, whatever. You got more people. I know three men right now that has millions of subscribers, and all they do is report on politics and the daily news and what's going on. I feel like we as a people are taking the power away from these main news media outlets. So they still there, but then they're, like, people are – comparing what they saying versus what the people are saying, and the people going deep diving and they really getting the stories, right? So it wouldn't shock me that if they come through with something trying to silence the people that's truly saying what's going on. But the one thing that we do see more than anything is that Biden is being called out, because that's Biden's goal, is to silence the people. Biden wants to silence the people. Biden don't want people to be heard, because they want to keep people in the blind. And that's how they move. That's the government away, you know. But you're now starting to see Trump came out with some shoes. And they came up and they said, what you see in the main news media, Trump was booed at SneakerCon. That's what you see in the main news media, right? And then when you go and look at him, it was something that he said, and then all of a sudden the sneaker sold out. The sneaker's done. It sold out. So if you look at the media, the media would try to convince you. That man came out with two designs of shoes. They both sold out, and he also came out with some cologne. For $99. After they told him he needed to pay this thing, and he's like, you know, we gonna peel it. I'm not worried about that.
It's like the yay effect. And shout out to, like, you know, the difference makers, the people that's going against the grain, the people that's doing their own thing. he's making some shit from yay. Like, I might as well market this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the money. Like, let me get a shoe designer in here. All right, yeah. Like, and let me relate. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's business. You know what I'm saying?
And he see who is standing behind him now. So, you know your market. You know who's standing behind you. The victories. He called it the victory. The victory cologne and the victory shoes, right? Ain't no president ever did this shit. He's doing what he got to do to tap into the right energy and the right audience. You know what I'm saying? And you see more and more black people now. Black people that matter. I'm going to say that. You got some people that don't matter. And they be like, you know, Trump this and Trump that. But the people that I see standing up with Trump, you hear them saying more and more, if y'all think Trump going to lose, you got to be out your mind. You see more and more people, Trump 2024. Trump got to take this. Trump got to take this. I feel like if these people play games with Trump in this election, you're going to see the biggest uprise. And they very well may play games to try to show the people. Like, you know, this is, we're going to do what we want to do. You're going to see, if Trump does not win, I've called this situation from start to finish. If Trump does not win, you are going to see the biggest uprise of people and the biggest bulk. It's a reason that these people are just letting all these immigrants in here. They need some people to fight for them, right? They need some people to be like, well, the Americans gave us this, so let's help them. They're trying to protect themselves in every way that they can, but you're going to see the biggest uprise that you have never seen before. And America cannot handle an uprise, not when you got troops spread out everywhere.
If they do some I'm trying to tell you, it could be some
how these people are pushing against what they're doing. They have now band together a lot of governors from the West Coast and definitely from the East Coast that have cities that are being affected by crime. from the Mexico border. They have band together, and they are now sending their own help and assistance to protect the border down in Texas. So they're like, if you don't want to assist us, then we're going to do it our way. You got to think of the people that support these people. These states are going to be Trump states. So I'm just really sitting back looking. The cancel culture is done because I think Cat Williams opened this up so big.
Yeah, I wrote that down in my notes. Yes, you're right.
He has opened this up so big to really wake people up. Everybody ain't going to get it.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't going to get it. We know this.
If you're speaking your truth, can't nobody, you know what I'm saying, the truth will set you free. If you're speaking your truth, nobody can, it's your truth. You know what I'm saying? If you're speaking your truth, like your truth, and you coming with it, that's from the heart. You know what I'm saying? That's powerful. If you're speaking your truth, you know what I'm saying? That's powerful. Can't nobody, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna elevate. You know what I'm saying? Because you're speaking your truth and you're in alignment with your truth, and that's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody take the truth away from you, because you know what I'm saying? If it's a lie, it's a lie. You know what I'm saying? It's just the truth. And once again, like I said before, everything happens for a reason. So if you truly speaking your truth, it can't be denied because it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's what really happened. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's powerful. So yeah.
It's crazy that it's crazy how this is going, and it's like the more they try to suppress and oppress, the more people are waking up to the madness. And man, I fucking love it, man. I said this last year, people are getting tired of this cancel culture. People are getting tired of them trying to push this rainbow shit.
People are seeing the corruptness of this whole cancel culture. You know what I'm saying? It's corrupt. You know, you cancel this person and you want to rewrite a narrative.
Yeah.
And you want to erase different truths. You know what I'm saying? All right. It might be some truth to what they did to spark a cancel culture, but then you can't just take that one truth of what they did that was bad in your perception and erase all the good that they did. And that's what the cancel culture is, you know. That's the leak in it. You know what I'm saying? That's the bullshit in it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't just cancel everything out from a person and just take away all. It's a balance. So everybody's got good and bad. So you can't just take the bad and erase the good.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbalanced. So that's what's happening.
Yeah, I feel like this is so big for us. And ultimately, they have troops everywhere. They're not going to be prepared for the uprising of what's about to happen. They are single-handedly running this situation in the ground. And I'm very supportive of how the people are handling it, right? Everybody is not meant to wake up. Everybody won't be to that point to where they rise up and they know, oh, okay, well, we need to go with the masses. Because you got some people that don't care. They just space fillers here. So they only hear. They're only here to be in the moment and nothing more. But this cancel culture is crazy, because what they're going to do is just create more platforms. They're going to create more avenues. All Ye has to do is create a platform to stream his own music. You don't have to go through their platforms and take less money. Do what Jay-Z did. And the thing is that Jay-Z did it, and then he started being whitewashed by what he's doing, and Jay-Z was for the people, but then they came to him with way more money, so you abandoned the people. You got to pay attention to what's happening here.
He's a pawn.
Yo, Jay-Z only care about his family, and at the end of the day, you're supposed to care about your family, but you have to be a mover and a shaker for your people, and he has shown you that he is not that. So instead of looking up to certain people and waiting on them to stand, you have to pay attention to everything that's going on. This year has been a year of canceling the cancel culture. Candace Owens was like, shout out to Kanye for canceling the cancel culture, right? Because all of these people, that's that. The things that you've seen, it's like, oh, they banned you on social media. He said, it's a good thing because that made me go harder. You know, he made sure to let them know, me and Elon is still cool. But you did Kanye the same way that you did Trump. Look at how they're doing the people that is helping the people because they don't want people to feel like it's okay. But then when you got people like Kanye that's able to speak up and say, well, it was good that they canceled me because now I'm able to move a different way. And then they snatch his album down, you know what I'm saying, because they're working very hard to be who they are. I feel like there's going to be a major change and a major shift in how the people are perceiving things in 2024. It's the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius that they sung about in the 70s. They knew that this change would come. These people are losing control. They're losing their mind, and I love it. I love it.
I do. Yeah. So, you know, once again, tonight's topic is, has the cancel culture been canceled? And I definitely think, yeah, it's getting that way. You know, 2024 is shaping up. And you know, being aware in 2024, like, this the 20s of the 2000s is starting to, like, shape up into its own decade, start to have an identity. And I love it, like you mentioned before with how, you know, Cat Williams, it was, you know, things happen for a reason. Like, you know, it's a symmetry to life. And just the way that that happens into 2024, like, and he was able to just, you know, be so, speak, you know, from his perspective, his truth, and people just felt it. That's why it got so many views and clicks and stuff like that, because people felt it. People, like, when you speak in a truth, like, people feel that. It's the energy. And I'm just seeing so many different things. Like, and shout out to you know, because I got a love-hate relationship with this gentleman, but I love realness no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Suge Knight. You know what I'm saying? So Suge Knight. It's another thing, Collect Call with Suge Knight. It's a podcast I've been checking out, you know what I'm saying? And I respect Suge Knight for, like, the, you know, he did his dirt, you know, he did his wrong, and he's serving it. And now he's just like, you know, it is what it is, and he's living in his truth to a certain extent. And now he seemed like I said, I talked about this on Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chopper, but not to say that he's thriving, but he's, like, content. Like, he's, like, making it work for him, even though this guy's doing – he's on a 28-year bid. You know what I'm saying? And he's 19 – well, no, he's 9 years into a 28-year bid. So right now he talks about how, like, it's been a blessing for him because things happen for a reason. So so now you see how he can able just to express his truth to a certain extent. And it's refreshing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, not that I – rock with everything that he did in the past or whatever like that. That's why I said it's a love-hate relationship. But I always just love the realness of Death Row Records, good, bad, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've you know, because I'm a music guy, so I always was able to see both sides of the spectrum, especially when the whole East Coast, West Coast shit was going on. I saw both sides. But it's just interesting because, like I said, he was basically canceled. You know, when they sentenced him to him to jail for 28 years, like, it was just like, all right, he's left for dead, basically. Like, you know, he's just going to be buried alive. But I respect somebody that's like 28 years, you know, that would break the average person. And you would just think you never hear from them again, and they're just going to die in jail. But for him to, like, somewhat resurrect himself and have a voice again, that's just admirable to me. You know what I'm saying? So I respect certain things like that. So so shout out to that. And then I know it's just real shit, you know what I'm saying, because I've always been I don't want to say I've always just appealed to certain things, and I recognize real, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm talking about Suge Knight. But another person that I really recognize when he speaks, I listen, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Willie D of the Ghetto Boys. He's got a podcast out. So with Suge Knight, Death Row Records, Willie D, you know, Ghetto Boys, Rap A Lot. This is real shit. These some real dudes. Like, they real street dudes, you know what I'm saying? And they got a voice. And it's just dope, you know what I'm saying? And all this is through YouTube. So, like you just said earlier, you don't have to go through your local news where it's going to be, you know, whitewashed and curated a certain way to mind control or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, to kind of get you thinking and to sabotage whatever. Like, I love just free thought. That's why I love our show. You know what I'm saying? Because our show, you know, we speak our true thoughts. You know what I'm saying? We might not agree on everything that each other says all the time. And that's the beauty of our dialogue, but it's real. You know what I'm saying? That's why we call it Real Adult Talk. So, I just love that, you know, people that you, like I said, thought was canceled, like a Suge Knight, he's able to speak his truth. And, like, you know what I'm saying, it's not gonna be everybody's cup of tea, but, you know, he still can just speak from where his perspective, man. So I just respect the hell out of that, man. So that's dope. I just see 2024 just really just shaping up because people just aren't going with the norms. That's, you know, I had a situation where I was talking to somebody, one of my associates, and it's funny how people, you know, especially of different nationalities, they think because you're black, you just assume that, oh, I'm about to get on this whole Trump bullshit and, you know, talk Trump hate, and because you're black, you're just going to automatically agree. And I just had to, you know, I had to not check somebody in a certain way because I'm keeping it professional, but in a way I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just assume just because I look a certain way that I think a certain way, because I don't. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just need to read the room a little bit better, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to certain things. And I like an open dialogue. You know, I'm not one that's going to try to convert you to my way of thinking. And I'm not one that's going to probably put it out there first. I'm not going to one that's just going to, you know, put my views out there. But if you're putting your views out on me and you asking me certain questions just thinking I'm automatically going to agree with you, that's when I'm going to come back and say how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, 2024, like you said, man, a lot of truth is just being spoken. I just love the conversation. I love our black culture. You know what I'm saying? I hope we learned from 4 years ago to not just go with what the media is telling you. You know what I'm saying? Do your own research and come to your own conclusions and make a decision or statements that's coming from after you did your own research, man. So that's all I got to say, you know, as far as the cancel culture being canceled. So that's where I'm at.
So, like, I ran across Willie D podcast, and some of the stuff be okay, but most he's, like, too Democratic for me. He be saying some real wild out shit, so I can't really watch him. I subscribe to him.
Oh, wait. What you saw that he said some bullshit on? I mean, because, you know, like I said,
man, you
got to
just watch him at the time that I was watching.
I don't watch everything. I don't watch everything. I just watch
certain things. He's a Democrat. He's a Trump hater. And,
wow.
You know, it's just like you can be from the streets, but if you really from the streets and you really about making something happen and you want to see something better for your people, you know, a Democrat ain't made nothing happen for your people. He done said some things in the past, and I stopped watching.
You probably watched
him.
The one with, hold on, Black. Let's just see this. Did you watch the one? Because it seemed like you probably watched the one with D.L. Hughley, and I wasn't even going to watch that shit.
No, I don't even like D.L. Hughley at all.
Neither do I.
I haven't watched him since last year, like the top of last year. And then Crash and I both are part of, you know, Crash is very open-minded. So I following him, and then Crash stopped following him. I said, okay, so I know I wasn't tripping. Like, it's definitely both of us.
Don't fuck with
but, me. You know, to respect to the brother for his platform and what he got going on.
I got you. All right. Yeah. No, that's what's up. I really heard him talk politics, but hold on.
The second part is Suge Knight. Suge Knight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say I don't like his past because I don't know this man to not like him. And I think that's the energy that we kind of need to get into. Like, I have never sat down. You know, Suge was doing an interview from here and there, but the world has evolved since, you know, when Suge was popping. So I don't really know Suge. I know that he's a man. He didn't play no games. But you got to think he comes from California, and people will size you up. So I know that he held this shit down the way that he was supposed to hold this shit down in his environment. So I have no hate on Suge Knight. I'm just glad that the man is able to make money and to reinvent himself, even being behind bars. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, him getting out there, you being able to see his growth, you being able to see his perspective. Now, he's on a 28-year bid, but he's not doing 28 years. And it just all depends on how they do their time served out in Cali, because we don't know. You know, if he aligned with the right people and support enough people.
And I don't want to – real quick, don't lose your train of thought, but I don't want to make nothing light of what he did because, you know, a gentleman lost his life. because of Suge Knight, you know what I'm saying, when he got ran over by the car or, you know, and so I don't want to make light, like I'm just saying, oh, yeah, Suge,
I didn't think he lost his life. I thought he was injured.
No, it was a gentleman who lost his life. It was a gentleman who lost his life in that.
But
didn't
the gentleman, like, rob him or something like that?
It was something, but, you know, Suge Knight tried to say that it was basically like an accident. He didn't do it on purpose, which I don't think he meant to do it on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's kind of like
I wasn't there, and you know,
yeah,
I'm
I wasn't there
my
either.
If, you know,
but
being from the street,
just say what
you know what I'm
saying?
Say, being
but, you know, he
a devotee of
Utah,
yeah. I know that I have to do things a different way. But
that's
for
why
my
I
street folks,
like
you got to stand 10 toes down. So if somebody came and robbed you,
yeah.
If somebody came and robbed you, you got to stand on your own. If you do a crime against somebody, you lose your life in the process of that. Obviously, you wanted to go.
But even on one thing, one last thing I'll say, then I'll hand it back over to you. What I'm just trying to say is I don't want to make light of it, but the part that I respect about it is he's doing his time, and he's not trying to cry about it like, oh, I should be out and all this other. He's like, all right, you know, I fucked up or whatever. You know, this gentleman lost his life. I got a 28-year bid, and I'm not trying to cry to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just do my time, and I'm going to make whatever I have at my disposal. I'm going to try to make it work to my best interest. And that's the part that I respect. Like, you know what I'm saying? If basically, and this is why I respect Ghetto Boys, right? And shout out to Scarface, rest in peace to Bushwick Bill and Willie D, no matter what. I mean, like I said, politically, everybody's got their own views. I don't expect everybody to have my same views, but I respect realness. You know what I'm saying? So, Willie D, I remember Ghetto Boy, they had a song called Go On and Do Your Time, you know what I'm saying, off one of the albums, probably one of the last albums or whatever. But basically, whatever you did, you know what I'm saying, if you was in that street, and that's why snitching is such frowned upon, especially if you was doing certain things. Like, if you did certain things, you get caught, do your time. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. Because you got caught, don't try to take down the whole thing because you got caught. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew what you was getting into. So, like, if you know what you're getting into and you know it's a chance that you could get caught or whatever, do your time. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. So I respect the part that Suge Knight, whatever happened, he knew he was doing some shit. I got caught. I got, you know, found guilty, and I'm doing my time. And that's it. So that's the one thing I'll say. But go ahead.
Yeah. My thing is, as I said before, I don't play sympathy for the devil. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened, but whatever the case may be, he's presenting himself as he needs to present himself. To show change. And I'm happy to be able to get to the bag and make somebody himself right here and there.
Exactly.
Outside of that, you're seeing these people fight so hard to stay in control. I tell you guys all the time, the age of Aquarius is about the first will be last and the last will be first. About the people that has been manipulated, about the people that have been doing things, you know, a certain way, trying to control people in order for them to have something and just shit changing, man. And I'm happy to see it, but it's not going to be an easy road because they're going to fight to the end. You know, they losing control. And when you got a control freak that's losing control, then what do you have? The Republicans have been, you know, kind of laid back. But it's about to pop off. So just be mindful. I tell everybody, stock up. So whenever we go buy water, we keep the containers, right? All of these spring waters and all of this stuff, they come from the spring. It's supposed to come from the spring. But you can't even trust these white folks to go get your spring water from the spring. So go find you a spring and load your shit up and go put a bunch of water in your garage. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got all the stuff you need. Stock up on your tissue. Stock up on your soap. Stock up on everything that you need. So if you got to shut down and be with your family, you can do that, and you ain't got to run out here to go get nothing but a little bit of groceries. You know what I'm saying? Stock up on your groceries. That's why I said a little bit. Make sure that you have more than enough of everything that you need, want, and desire at this time. Get yourself in order. I say, man, listen, by the end of summer, your house should be stocked up. You can go and stock. I can stock my whole house up on Amazon for about $1,200. And that's all of the essentials that I need, the toiletries and all of that stuff, because, you know, the prices went up. But using my business account, I could do it for $1,000. Get everything done that I need to get done, and then stick and move. So we have to be wise, because they're not going to go down without a fight. Trump is thriving more than ever. And the thing is that when they putting the eye on Trump ain't really giving them no reason. You know what I'm saying? They feel like Trump beating them at their own game. The Capitol culture feels
like
they're going to keep – They're going to keep eyes on Trump, and eventually he's going to say something to mess up. They just feel it. But what they're doing is still giving him momentum, because eventually when they get closer to the campaign, they're going to stop trying to cover Trump. They're going to stop trying to watch him and so on and so forth. They're getting beat at their own game. All of the people behind these news medias, none of these folks, they're not really for you. Just like what they call it, Tubi. Tubi was an independent movie film where you can go in there and it was garbage. Now, one of the racist white folks that owns one of the big news medias, he done brought Tubi. So now you support them, you know. They throw some money out there, you going to sell it. So the change is going to come. They want to be able to get money by any means off of black folks, because they know black folks is going to spend money. I need my black folks to realize that we are going to spend money. We need to, you know, focus and align. We need to get good customer service. We need to get better customer service. We need to come through and do what we need to do. Everybody ain't a business owner. So we need to stop trying to create so many businesses and start supporting the ones that's out here that's truly black owned, not the ones that just have a black face in front of it. Do your research. Figure out who really own it. Figure out who really behind it. That's my suggestion to y'all. But that's all. Yeah, cancel culture is getting canceled. Man, they fighting to stay alive, but you don't see as much LGBTQ shit that you were seeing before. And then they put up some type of
real shit. Okay.
They put up some type of announcement from the White House or whatever. And this man was a transgender. He was a whole man, looked like a man, ugly than a motherfucker, got a skirt on, but the bitch name was Rachel. And he was motherfucking talking about, you know, black folks and, you know, being affected by the climate change. Bitch, no, that's just the lead and all that shit in the damn paint, and how black people are more affected, right? Now, why would you put an ugly-ass motherfucking saltine grown-ass man that want to be a woman up here to appeal to the black community? This is all, like people don't get it, because when you gay, you feel like, oh, this is not, I was born this way. You really wasn't born this way. It just allegedly was in the vaccinations. And I'm going to say allegedly because I got to. You know what I'm saying? So after you were born, you were created this way. And they keep trying to plead to the black community, because guess who they want to stop procreating? Guess who they want more than anything to stop having children? Black people. Right? They don't. You got to think about it. If they are the majority and we are the minority, think about why that is. Okay. So we got to do better as a people, man, and get in alignment and get in tune with ourselves, man, and stop feeding into the bullshit. I say go find your favorite YouTube person and find their news and stay away from them other people's news. That's all I got to say.
That's what's up. So, you know, once again, that was had the cancel culture been canceled. Big shout out to Black. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Yeah, man, you know, for our first show back since, you know, our week off, you know, we came back strong to let people know, you know what I'm saying, set the tone, 2024. So without further ado, let's get into my favorite part of the show. So this is the world-famous chop-up. So for anybody out there that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on certain things that I just thought was interesting throughout the week. I got a few things to run down for the people, but as always, you know what I'm saying, before I get down into the things that I got to say, you know, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on this past week that you was like, you know what, this past 2 weeks that I was tripping on, and, you know, bring it to the world famous shop up to speak on it?
Nope, I don't have nothing.
Okay. All right, yeah. So, you know, that's all right. I can hold it down for this half hour. So, with that being the case, so first off, let me get into a preview Tuesday show. So, you know, once again, if you want to be plugged in to the world-famous Chop Up, the Tuesday edition, just follow the Mo Benz
at MoBins, that's MOBINNS, or follow Rap Sports Life at Rap Sports Life, and you'll be plugged in. So, you know, every Tuesday, big shout out to my co-host Kev Herc. We run down three awesome topics for the people. We call it Twitter Tuesday. And, yeah, so just do that and you'll be plugged in. So this is a preview of, and then, you know, of course, the Tuesday show is every Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So the three topics that I'm cooking up for this week's edition is, first off, big shout out to my favorite New York drill rapper out here. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Pop Smoke. Of course, Pop Smoke was really making a name for himself before his unfortunate situation. So rest in peace to him. But truly, my favorite drill rapper. You know, I like London drill. You know, shout out to across the pond. But as far as New York drill, shout out to Fabio Foreign. So he dropped a new album. It's called Pain and Love Part 2. So me and Kev, you know, we're gonna chop it up. We're gonna review the new Fabio Foreign album. So that's gonna be the first segment of the show. Then for the sports topic of the night, you know, I'm calling this Drill, Dominic, and Diesel. And that's three words to describe the big homie in the NBA, or former NBA player, Shaquille O'Neal, as he was able to get his jersey retired this past week, or this past week. The Orlando Magic, this was the first jersey to be retired by that franchise. Now, Shaq, being Shaq, you know, of course, you know, when you think of Shaq, you probably think of Kobe and Shaq first, because that's where he had his most success, Kobe. And I'm going to get into, you know, Kobe later on in the world famous chop up. But, you know, of course, Shaq won three championships with Kobe Bryant, coached by Phil Jackson. You know, that was a certified dynasty in the early 2000s. So, you know, Shaq, that was his first jersey that was retired. Then, you know, he went to Miami. And of course, when Shaq and Kobe broke up, Shaq went to Miami, hooked up with a young guy named D. Wade, as far as the hooping, and won another championship. Won the first championship for the Miami Heat with D. Wade. You know, so with that being the case, you know, a few years back, Shaq also got his jersey retired with the Miami Heat. But now, to bring his career full circle, you know, before there was Shaq and Kobe, before Shaq went and, you know, established that Heat culture with D-Wade, you know, once again in the, you know, now it would be the earlier 2000s, now that we're in 2024. Back in the 90s, from 92 to 96, it was Shaq and Orlando Magic. Specifically Shaq and Penny Hardaway, you know what I'm saying? So for any younger listeners out there, you know, we got YouTube now. Check out, you know, when Shaq was drafted, he was actually drafted to the Orlando Magic. That's where he started his career, straight out of LSU. Skinny Shaq, you know, he had the Reebok pumps on back then. They had the pinstripe uniforms. Penny Hardaway was, you know, one of the young sensations in the NBA. He had the Little Penny commercials with Chris Rock, big time Nike ad campaign, and Shaq and Penny was the prerequisite for what Shaq and Kobe, and then what Shaq and D-Wade was. Penny Hardaway was the original guard combination with Shaquille O'Neal. So it was only right, you know, I know they didn't win a championship, but, you know, just to run it down for the people and let you know what he accomplished. They did go to the finals. I forget what year it was. It was like 94, 95. You know, it's been a while ago, so I'm kind of losing track on the exact year. But it was around that time. You know, that was when Jordan had retired and played baseball, you know, with the, you know, he was trying to make the Chicago White Sox. But in that two-year hiatus that Jordan was gone, the Orlando Magic did go to the finals that first year. Jordan was retired, and they played the Houston Rockets. Now, although they got swept, because, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon, big shout out to Hakeem, the Dream Olajuwon, the Houston Rockets, you know, shout out to Kenny Smith. People now recognize Kenny Smith as one of the voices on Inside the NBA. But when he did play, he was the point guard for the Houston Rockets that won back-to-back championships. And, yeah, Olajuwon did sweep Shaq because, you know, it was young Shaq. And Hakeem Olajuwon, you know, was Hakeem Olajuwon. But the fact that they made it to the finals, and for the people out there that don't know, Orlando Magic was, at the time, an expansion franchise. Took that, him and Penny put that franchise on the map. You know, they laid the groundwork for Dwight Howard to come there and eventually have some success. They got a new young player named Paolo, Dominican guy, all-star. So, you know, you got to put some respect. And then a lot of people that don't know, especially, you know, the people that's just Jordan fans or, you know, super fans of Michael Jordan. And this is no shade to Michael Jordan because I think Michael Jordan is the best player to ever lace up the sneakers. And shout out to the Jordan sneaker. You know, that's the other than the Yeezys, you know what I'm saying? That's the number one sneaker of all time with all the different versions of it. But the first year that Michael Jordan came out of his first retirement, after playing baseball, him and Penny Hardaway eliminated Michael Jordan from the playoffs. So anybody that remembers that, you know, that was, you know, back in my youth, before Shaq, you know, eventually went to L.A., that's what laid the groundwork for, you know, Shaquille O'Neal's Hall of Fame career. So, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to a well-deserved, you know, jersey retirement for Shaq. You know, now he's had his jersey retired in three different franchises. Of course, you know, the person, we'll talk about this, you know, Kev Hurt being a basketball aficionado. You know, LeBron's going to get that same treatment because LeBron's going to get his jersey retired by the Cavs. He's going to get his jersey retired by the Heat and the Lakers. So very similar to Shaq in a way, you know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was just, you know, a special moment for Shaq. You know, I always – you know, I'm not the biggest fan of the new NBA. So, you know, I always talk vintage NBA, especially for a lot of the young listeners that think everything is the best now because it just came out. I like to, you know, give a history lesson of, you know, what came before. So, yeah, so we're going to be, you know, chopping it up about that. And then the third and final topic of the night, you know, and shout out to the Super Bowl. You know, me and Black, we talked about it a little bit because, you know, of course, the Super Bowl is our official holiday of real adult talk with SGMO Ben. But, you know, shout out to the Super Bowl. Like, of course, you know, Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, like I said, Chris Jones, you know, that whole Kansas City roster. But one of the biggest big stars from the Super Bowl for this season has been Taylor Swift. And, you know, in the stands, there was one interesting person that was there in, I guess, Travis Kelce's suite that was, you know, rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's Ice Spice. So big shout-out. You know, I talked about how I'm going to spin it back because, you know, Fabio Foreign, like I said, is a drill rapper out of New York, specifically Brooklyn. But Ice Spice, you know, with the shine that she got just being shown, you know, next to Taylor Swift, it's time to come with that album. Now, of course, she had her EP, which still gets burned. You know, she came out with the EP in early 2023, if I'm not mistaken, but it's time for that full-fledged album. So we're going to chop it up, you know, that and see what's next for Ice Spice and what she's got. I know she's got a single out now called If You Think You're the Shit or something like that. So we're going to talk about that, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a drill, a New York drill influence show. So, you know, it should be cool. So, yeah, that's what's on deck for this Tuesday's episode of the World Famous Chop Up. So definitely tell a friend to tell a friend, check in. Should be cool. So now a couple reviews and big shout out to, the NBA All-Star Weekend. You know, I have that in the background, even though I've been dissing the NBA a little bit this year because, you know, I haven't watched too many games this year, but, maybe it was because of football season. You know, football was just a phenomenal season, and that's why I said peace to the Kansas City Chiefs because with them winning the Super Bowl was a nice exclamation point to a great year for the NFL. Other than the inaugural, what was it? The in-season tournament, which is the first year that, you know, the NBA season has been a little bland. But now that we have All-Star Weekend here and there's no more NFL, hopefully it can pick up. So I'm trying to get in tune to break it down. But that's another reason why I'm so – because it's been a little dry, I always respect and love vintage NBA. So, you know, you'll probably hear me talk a lot about vintage NBA until the new NBA catches up to, you know, what's been great in the past. But I say all that to say this, you know, just to give my recap of the All-Star Weekend. So Friday, they had the celebrity game. I never watched that. You know what I'm saying? I can care less. I don't really get into, like, celebrities playing basketball. It's not my thing. But I know Stephen A., he was coaching one team against Shannon Sharp. I don't even know who won. Probably if you listen to Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Shop, I'm sure Kev would probably say something about it. But that was Friday night. But I did watch – I always watch the All-Star Saturday night because, you know, I kind of like the skills competition. It grew on me. They did some tweaks to it. But shout out to the Indiana Pacers, you know, Tyler Halliburton. You know, it seems like he's a new star on the rise. He did well. And there was a couple of other, you know, Indiana players. And you know, they've been putting on for Indianapolis. And big shout out to Peyton Manning. You know, I know, once again, that's football. But they're playing in the arena that Peyton Manning built. You know, big shout-out to Peyton Manning when he was with the Indianapolis Colts. He really put that city on the map as far as sports, as far as modern sports anyway. But they're actually playing. They have the All-Star game in the arena where Peyton Manning, when he was with the Indianapolis Colts, used to play at. So shout-out to that. But anyway, you know, All-Star Saturday night. And then my favorite, probably my favorite contest of the night is the three-point shootout. You know, I've been watching the three-point shootout since I was a kid, along with the dunk contest. But a three-point shootout, you still have the best stars, you know, come and compete. You know, Larry Bird made that very popular back in the day. Big shout-out to Larry Bird, an OG of the game, you know, Boston Celtics, but he's from Indiana. So he's been getting a lot of publicity, you know, promoting the game because, you know, he was born and bred Indiana. You know, he was born in Indiana, so you know he's been I guess an advocate of the game, especially coming from there. But you know, he won the 3-point shootout way back in the day and really, you know, made it popular. Beat my guy Mark Price, who was my favorite player back in the day with the Cavs. So shout out to the 3-point shootout, and of course, you know, Steph Curry, what he's been doing for the 3-point shot. And then, of course, you also had, you know, we talk about three-point shooters, Reggie Miller, who used to play with the Indiana Pacers. You know what I'm saying? Of course, he's a sniper. But anyway, three-point shootout, it was good. It's always good each year. Shout out to Dame Lillard. This is his first year with the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, him and Giannis going to try to really put on for Milwaukee in the playoffs. So we shall see. You know, Doc Rivers has taken over the coach. So we'll see how that shapes up. They got a lot of high expectations, being that Dame Lillard, you know, is, you know, a bona fide all-star. Giannis has won a championship, so we'll see what they do because they, you know, they had to make some changes because they lost in the first round. But shout-out to Dame Lillard. He took the three-point shootout. This was back-to-back for him because he won last year. And shout-out to Cat, you know, basically Carl Anthony Towns for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Big man that can shoot the three. I'm eager to see what Minnesota's going to do in the second half of the season, him and Anthony Edwards. I think they got a really good team out there. But, you know, shout-out to Dame Lillard. So, he won a three-point shootout. Speaking of three-point shootout, for the first time, they had it's a young lady from – I don't have her name, but she was a female from the WNBA who, you know, actually broke Steph Curry's record because Steph Curry has – I think 31 points, 31, you know, he scored 31 points or whatever, you know, as far as keep a score, the three-point shootout, you know, a few years back. So he had the record. But in the WNBA, there was a sniper. She plays for the New York Liberty who actually this past summer or something like that at the WNBA All-Star Weekend actually broke
Steph Curry's record for most shots in a three-point shootout. So they had a competition, Steph versus her. But she did, you know, shoot with the women's basketball, and Steph, you know, shot with the men's basketball, but it was from the same length. And she held her own. She went first. I think she made 26 points. But Steph, right at the end, you know, was able to beat her by, I think, 1 or 2 points and solidify. But she got mad respect. She held her own with Steph Curry, who's the best shooter of all time. And Steph Curry just being a big, you know, just iconic player now that's still playing. It was dope that he just participated. And then finally, we had the dunk contest. And, you know, it was all right. You know, it was entertaining. It wasn't the worst thing. White guy, I forgot his name, but he won it last year. He was actually with the Philadelphia 76ers last year. He was probably like a 12th man or something like that. Unfortunately, he didn't make any team this year. You know, he was on the G League. But this white dude, man, he got hops, man. He won the dunk contest. But I will give a shout-out to Jaylen Brown, who's an all-star. He's got a big contract. I don't count other people's money, but he's making a lot of money with the Boston Celtics. And he's one of their key pieces, him and Jason Tatum, because they got, you know, it's Boston, you know. In the tradition of Larry Bird, you know, Boston's like the Lakers. You know, they always expect to win a championship each year, you know. It's a marquee franchise. But for him to say, okay, you know, I'm going to, you know, even though, you know, I got this big contract and all this and that, for him to participate in the dunk contest was admirable, because so many of the all-stars or the marquee players, they don't do it no more. You know what I'm saying? They're scared that it's going to affect their brand if they lose. I respect him going out there. Even though he didn't win, he came in second place. And his dunks wasn't that spectacular, but the fact that he just competed, that just won me a lot of respect. So hopefully, you know, this he'll set a trend, and now more prominent players won't be so scared to just do it, man. If you don't win, it's no shame. Like, you're still a good player. You're still a great player or whatever. You know, if you're an all-star, nobody's going to look at you sideways, you know. If now, if anything, you'd be respected. Like, I'm respecting him for actually just doing it. So that was admirable. And then, you know, right now I have the All-Star game in the background. It looks like it's going to be a blowout. You know, the East is blowing out the West. They up by at least 20 points. So I don't know if the West is going to be able to come back. But you know, else was going on the NBA All-Star. So we got about 8 minutes left. So with that being the case, while I'm talking about NBA, so this was on this past Tuesday show, the World Famous Chop Up, one of the topics, a couple of topics too, man, because, you know, we've been off for 2 weeks. So two things that was interesting that happened in the news. I kind of touched base on this last week's episode of the World Famous Chop Up, Tuesday edition. But one is shout out to Kobe Bryant. You know, Kobe has three statues now at the Crypto Arena in L.A. You know, that's the Lakers arena. Well-deserved. And I was speaking on this, and I was saying that, you know, of course, I'm a follower of kinetic spirituality. And I just wanted to say peace and shout-out to Kobe, because now, you know, he's revered, you know, as a basketball god, so to speak, and he's immortalized as an idol, you know, with his statue, and it's well-deserved. So for him to, you know, because Kobe's career has such a symmetry. And it's funny, man, because I was watching Michael Jordan's, you know, because it's All-Star weekend, so, and football season's over, so I got my YouTube set up such an ill way that, you know, I got so many just things that I can just tap into when I got some free time. But I was watching some Michael Jordan games. I watched one of his old Wizards games. And just looking at Michael Jordan, you know, Michael Jordan was a basketball. It's fitting that he would play for the Wizards, you know, in a way, because he was a wizard of basketball, of the game. What Michael Jordan was able to do, you know, and if you look up a wizard is somebody like, or sorcery, you know what I'm saying? It's just special. They know how to cast spells and do certain things. And Michael Jordan was that, you know, when he came on the scene, it was nothing like nobody has ever seen before, until Kobe, and Kobe modern, you know, fashioned his game after Michael Jordan. But I say all that to say this, the Bulls dynasty, he caught lightning in the bottle like a wizard, like he was blessed or something like that. And the sneakers, you know what I'm saying? Of course, the Jordan sneakers are just as popular today as they were back in 1985 when the Jordan 1s first came out. But Michael Jordan is a wizard of basketball. He's the best to ever do it, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, and most people's opinion. But Kobe, the symmetry of Kobe's life, I would say Kobe now is like a basketball god. And I only say that because, and I talked about this on last Tuesday's show, is because the way the Kobe, and like I said, and no way am I making light of this, but I'm just kind of bringing it full circle because everything happens for a reason. And although, you know, Kobe transcended very tragically, you know, him and his daughter and all the people that was in that helicopter crash, that horrific helicopter crash. And I gave props to Suge Knight, speaking of Suge Knight, bringing it full circle. Suge Knight on Collect Calls with Suge, the podcast that he has that I kind of been tapping into. He talks about this with Tupac, how, you know, Tupac, it was a blessing to a certain extent with Tupac, because Tupac, when he died, you know, he died at his in his prime, at his best. You know, he was just, you know, when you see an image of Tupac, you think of the young, vibrant Tupac. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he'll forever be immortalized as that person. You know, he didn't get older and all this other stuff. You know, anytime you see an image of Tupac, you just think you got an image of a young, vibrant Tupac. And to a certain extent, that's the way Kobe is revered now. You know what I'm saying? You look at Kobe, you know, he was a Laker. He didn't go to any other team. And, you know, although he had retired already, Kobe was still very young. You know what I'm saying? And when you see his quotes and how he just cared about the game of basketball and just the symmetry, you know, the 81-point game, five-time NBA champion, Mamba mentality, 60 points on his last game. I mean, it's just like, you know, that's basketball. I mean, like I said, that's like a basketball god now when you look at it. And you know, shouting out Kinetic, you know, that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you immortalize that, you know, you become like a god, an idol in that certain, in that way. And by no way am I trying to be blasphemous or anything like that, because I know there is a higher power, you know, and that's the universe. The universe is God, and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? And I'll take nothing away from that. But as far as Kemetic philosophy and spirituality, you know, and just looking at it in a basketball sense, you know, Kobe can take that rank as, you know, a basketball god now. So I just think it's well deserved, man. So anybody that's coming up to study his game, you know what I'm saying, like, he's going to be looking down upon you to see if you're doing right by the game, to see if you get those, you know, basketball blessings, so to speak. So I just think that's powerful, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big shout out to the late great Kobe Bryant with that, with him getting the well-deserved statues. And then lastly, really quickly, they got about, you know, how much time we got left in the show? I guess we got about 6 minutes left in the show. So real quick, I'll just give a quick review. So as far as TV, you know, shout out to Amazon Prime, and shout out to Donald Glover, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Got a chance to watch that. 8 episodes, man. At first, I was looking at it like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? Because I was so used to Donald Glover being in Atlanta. But, of course, Donald Glover is a jack of all trades. He does music. You know, he writes, he directs, he acts. So, you know, and for the most part, Donald Glover doesn't miss, man. Anytime I like, look at him sideways, he seems to pleasantly surprise me. And that's how I felt with Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know, I was like, all right, let me give this a shot. It's kind of weird because, you know, even though it's been 20 years, I still think of the whole Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that was the Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt movie that came out, I believe, like 2004, like about 20 years ago. And I was like, okay, can he pull this off? But pleasantly surprised, man. Really enjoyed it. Me and my wife watched it. Nice, easy flow. I mean, we watched it in like a week, you know, and just the episodes just flowed. Shout out to the Asian female that's on the show with him. At first, I was kind of sideways, like, all right, who is this? But she was good. As one of my favorite English actresses, Michaela Coel. She's in an episode. Just well done. And I like it better than the original movie, you know. Shout out to my algorithm on YouTube. I was able to, I guess they must have heard me talking about it, the powers that be, or Big Brother, or whatever you wanna, however you wanna look at it, you know what I'm saying? I don't even go against the grain. I just like, I just like it is what it is. So anyway, that came up. It just so happens that, I'm watching, mind you, I'm watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith on a total on YouTube. I mean, not on YouTube, on Amazon Prime. And I don't know, for some reason in my algorithm, and like I said, I'm not knocking it, it actually worked into my favor. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And it, just as I was thinking about it, it popped up on my YouTube. So I ended up watching the original. And the original still holds up. I mean, it wasn't, it's still, even though it was 20 years ago, it still holds up pretty good. You know, that was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie probably at the peak of their careers, so they both was just, definitely in their primes. But it was a little bit unbelievable, And the Mr. and Mrs. Smith Donald Glover version is just more 2024, more believable, not so over the top. And Donald Glover, he did an excellent job. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets nominated for another award, because he seems like he's that next generation of, of a guy that you can just trust, like Bill Cosby probably back in the day when Bill Cosby did I Spy, and then all of a sudden he comes with The Cosby Show, and, what else did he do? Bill Cosby also had Fat Albert. So, when you get to that status and you've had some hits, you become like a trusted commodity until you do something to get canceled. And hence how we had the, the theme of the show was, has the cancel culture been canceled? So shout out to Donald Glover, man. Big fan. Just, keep being creative, man. It seemed like, whatever you put your mind to, man, it's a success. So shout out to that. Lastly, let's see here. What else I got? Another thing that I got into real quick, music-wise, so I probably won't review this on the world-famous Chop Up Tuesday edition, so let me just review it here, because Conway the Machine, he doesn't miss. I said this on one of the shows on a Tuesday edition, but because he doesn't miss, me and Kev, we've reviewed a bunch of his albums. Shout out to Griselda, but we don't want to do overkill. At least I don't want to do overkill. So we're not going to probably do review this album, but I'm going to review it here. Conway the Machine, he dropped another, because he's like on some No Limit back in the day. He keeps consistently, like it seemed like every other month he has some new project where he's featured or whatever. But he's got a new project with 38 Special, I think, is out of Rochester, New York, upstate New York, and, the whole Griselda crew, of course, they represent for the Great Lakes by way of Buffalo. And they got a new album. I just came out this Thursday. It's a collaborative effort. It's called Special Machinery, and it's called The Chronic. And it's a take on, of course, the Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg masterpiece, The Chronic, probably – arguably the best rap album of all time. But I like to take on it. And 38 Special, if you've been a fan of him, he's not mainstream. He's more underground, but it's street. You know what I'm saying? I always say, Griselda, the whole Buffalo crew, it's like I don't even want to say backpacker music. I used to say backpacker music with a gun in the backpack, you know what I'm saying, because it's real street and shit, even though it's underground. But now it's been so mainstream with West Side Gunn and the way he's put on, and Benny the Butcher and Conway and Armani Caesar, they're more mainstream now. But 38 Special is still kind of like, you know, flying under the radar. But he's out of Rochester, New York, and you know, I like what he had an album, a couple of albums back in the day where he did. It was one called 94 and another album called, well, it was called, an album called 1994 and another album called 1995, where from those years he took like some of the beats that was the most popular beats from that time, from that year, and, you know, he rapped over it and made different songs and had different, you know, artists come on and do it. So it's kind of reminiscent of that, but like I said, it's called The Chronic, him and Conway, and they kind of, you know, go back and forth. They don't overdo it to a certain extent, where I was thinking I was going to hear a little bit more of the Dr. Dre, like they will redo, like, Ain't Nothing But a G Thing or some of the other tracks on there. But I don't know, you just got to listen to it. I definitely give it a thumbs up, man. Just definitely you know, an ode or whatever you want to call it to the Chronic. And, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty dope, man. Like I said, Conway, he does not miss. So so this has been the world famous Chop Up. So, you know, once again, I come here each Sunday and put on for the people, you know what I'm saying? Try to tell y'all what's hot in these streets, man. Some things to, you know, be interested in. For the black culture, man, that we have here, especially, you know, being that we're worldwide. So that's some of the things that's going on in black culture in the United States, man. And, you know, I just bring it to you live and uncut. But with that being the case, let me wrap this up before I get cut off. Once again, peace to black with the tonight's topic, you know, has the cancel culture been canceled? We say kind of in a way, you know, some real shit. And then big shout out to me for world famous Chopper. As always, tell a friend and tell a friend log on to listen. And until next week, everybody be safe.
Peace.
Signing off. Peace. Peace.